Next, I would like to discuss results from the DAPA-HF trial. Dr. Jawad Haider-Butt from the Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark assessed whether dapagliflozin is safe and efficacious in frail patients. Heart failure, HF, and frailty often coexist, said Dr. Jawad Haider-Butt. Since frail patients may experience more adverse drug reactions, physicians are often reluctant to introduce new therapies to frail patients. The DAPA-HF trial randomized 4,744 patients with HF and an ejection fraction below 40% to placebo or dapagliflozin. In this population, dapagliflozin added to guideline-recommended therapies reduced the risk of major cardiovascular events and improved heart failure symptoms. The current analysis assessed the efficacy and safety of dapagliflozin in patients with HFrEF from the DAPA-HF trial according to frailty status. A 32-item frailty index was conducted based on medical history, vital signs, lab data, and quality of life measures to stratify patients into not frail, more frail, and most frail. No interaction effect between frailty status and the efficacy of dapagliflozin was observed in the primary outcome, which was a composite of cardiovascular death and worsening heart failure. The p-interaction value was 0.87. The corresponding hazard ratios were 0.72 in the not frail group, 0.77 in the more frail group, and 0.71 in the frailest group. However, greater absolute reductions were reported in the frailest group, with a reduction of 7.9 events per 100 person years, compared with the more frail group, which had a reduction of 3.6 events per 100 person years, and the not frail group had a reduction of 3.5 events per 100 person years. Furthermore, the analysis revealed that quality of life improvements after 8 months of dapagliflozin treatment, as assessed by the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire Total Symptom Score, were present in all frailty groups, but that frailer patients had significantly larger improvements on this outcome measure. The p-interaction value was 0.001. Finally, frailty status did not significantly influence the rate of adverse events-driven treatment discontinuations of dapagliflozin compared with placebo. P-interaction value was 0.37. This indicates that dapagliflozin was well-tolerated regardless of frailty status. Dr. Butt concluded that dapagliflozin is safe and efficacious in patients with HFrEF regardless of the level of frailty, informing clinicians on the applicability of this agent in frail patients.